Puerto Rico, we were just talking to the governor, Ricardo Rossello, about the situation on the island with respect to its $74 billion in debt. We do have an agreement with at least $17 billion of sales tax bonds. Joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios, Michelle Caskey, Puerto Rico reporter for Bloomberg News, as well as Dan Solander, partner and director, also head of municipal bonds at Lord Abbett, normally in Jersey City, but he joins us here in New York. Michelle, I want to start with you. There was an agreement reached and signed off on in bankruptcy court. What was it?
Yesterday, the bankruptcy judge, she approved this deal. It's the biggest deal so far throughout this Puerto Rico bankruptcy process. And right now, Puerto Rico has about more than $17 billion of sales tax bonds. This deal will cut that down to about $12 billion. And over the life of the debt, the government is saying that they're going to save $17.5 billion in debt service savings.
So, Dan, this is, I guess we could characterize this as a very good and very welcome first step. Where do we go from here? Where does the Puerto Rico credit market go from here, in your opinion?
Sure. Well, you know, it's a very interesting stage. You know, if you thought about where we would be a couple of years ago to reach this stage, it's taken a lot to get here. So a very positive step that we have an agreement. But there is a lot more to do from here. You know, one of the big things in this whole process has been to figure out who gets that sales tax money. That's been the big first step. Now that that's been agreed upon and we have a deal, once we get this finished, then the general obligation shareholders and all the different constituents there need to figure out how to divide up their sales tax and their money. So that's the next step that we'll see soon.
Well, but Dan, just to follow up there, another question is, how feasible will Puerto Rico's capital structure be once it emerges from bankruptcy? And if it's splitting the sales tax revenue between bondholders and itself and its operations, how feasible is that with a shrinking population?
Sure. Well, you know, the Puerto Rico is obviously not a booming economy, but they're doing much better than people realize. The revenues this year are way hundreds of millions, 600 million something ahead of the forecast. Population drop and nowhere near what was expected. So things are doing much better than people might have expected. So they're getting a lot of money from the federal government. So this helps them. It reduces their debt. Some of these bonds are zero coupon bonds. They don't have to pay interest or principal on for a long time. So they're putting themselves in a good state to turn things around and really move towards the future.
So, Michelle, how good is this agreement for bondholders? What do you think the recoveries will be for them?
Some people think that bondholders did very, very well in this deal. There's two types of the COFINA bonds. There's a senior tranche and a junior tranche, that's subordinate. The seniors will get 93 cents on the dollar, subordinate 56 cents on the dollar. And the bonds in the secondary have been trading close to that. They're getting closer to that. And they've rallied in the past couple of days. So 93 cents on the dollar is pretty good for seniors.
All right. So, Dan, would you be buying more Puerto Rico debt here?
Well, it's tough at this stage to say whether to buy or sell. I think we've all been through a lot getting to this point. What's going to be interesting is when the sales tax deal gets agreed upon and issued, there are going to be a lot of buyers out there who didn't own Puerto Rico through this. So they're going to have to make that decision when we all get the new bonds of what to do.
Yeah, well, is it a net positive for you or a net negative that a lot of traditional mutual fund holders have gotten back into Puerto Rico debt?
So, we're a traditional mutual fund holder who stayed through this time. And when they're getting back in right now, they're getting back in through aqueduct and sewer bonds, things like that are paying and have never been in default. I think it could be a big positive for us when this deal gets restructured. We have new bonds they're going to want to buy, and they're going to be interest-paying bonds in Puerto Rico that they don't own. So it could be a good thing for us.
So, Michelle, this has been a fairly long process. I'm sure if you're a bondholder, a very long process. What do you think are next steps here as Puerto Rico continues to try to get out from under this financial crisis?
Yeah, it's definitely important. Like Dan was mentioning earlier, it's important that Puerto Rico keeps on with this and restructures the general obligation debt so there can be some resolution to that. And then there will be some smaller portions of debt that they'll still need to work on. And also the issue, too, of their unfunded pension liabilities. Those are a big issue for the island.
Also, the question of management. Dan, what's your confidence right now in the management of the island, the ability to take the money that they're receiving from the federal government and use it in an efficient way?
Well, that's something you have to watch carefully. Obviously, the management got them in this situation originally, and that's why we've been working through this for so many years. The federal government has been giving them money. It's not all been distributed to them yet, so we have to see what they do with that money when they get it. So
and how much? Do you have a sense of how much?
I saw some number like maybe $60, $70, $80 billion of potentially they can get from the government in different ways. So there is a lot of money going to them.
And we had the governor on just earlier, and he said quite emphatically that he's going to get that money.
They've been granted it, so a lot of it has been already given to them, or at least the expectations have been given to them, and they've been planning for it. So it would be very difficult for them if they didn't get what was told they'd be getting.
So from the bond market perspective, how does the bond market view Puerto Rico now? I mean, you know, at some point they're going to have to come back to the market, and at some point they're going to have to, you know, refinance and continue to invest. How do you think they're going to be received?
That's the big challenge. I mean, coming out of this, they're going to have to do much better. I mean, one of the issues we've had over time is they have not had audited state financials on time. They have not presented information to shareholders they need to bondholders they need to provide. So coming out of this, they're going to be on watch. I mean, they're going to have to do things much better than they did before to get the confidence of the market. And until they do, if they want to borrow, the rates are going to be very, very high compared to other similarly rated credits. So it's something to watch. It's hard. You know, everyone's going to remember this for a long period of time. We have long memories.
Dan Solander, congratulations on being in the bonds through this rocky period, because the prices have way more than doubled depending on what we're looking at when you look at the COFINA bonds. Dan Solander is partner and director, as well as head of municipal bonds at Lord Abbott in Jersey City. Michelle Caskey is Puerto Rico reporter, dutifully covering all things having to do with this saga as it drags out over the years for us here at Bloomberg News.